In this day and age, it seems like teens are constantly connected to media, whether it's updating Facebook, watching a TV show, or listening to an iPod. In fact, according to a 2009 Kaiser Family Foundation study, teens spend about 7.5 hours a day with media. Much has changed since 2001, when the first iPod came out. Stephen Krish, a professor at SUNY Geneseo, explains how.
TV is currently being replaced by the internet as the media used the most, other than cell phone use. Well, the internet actually offers you TV. Plus, you can do all the things. You can multitask. You can be instant messaging your friends while you're on Facebook at the same time you're watching TV. So it just gives you this entire multimedia, multitasking experience that the TV currently doesn't offer.
Not only are media more constant, there is increasing demand for them to be instantaneous, says Mike Bluxom, Director of Insight and Research at the Center for Media Design at Ball State University in Muncie.
That means that, to some extent, you have less patience with media that don't generate that kind of connectivity and give you that kind of control. And that shapes your expectations of all media and therefore your tolerance of media that don't deliver those things. You know, it's really about what I think of as the three C's: choice, control, and convenience.
Convenience means getting information when you want it, no matter where you are. The Kaiser study cited an increase of media access in the bedroom, which Krish says can cause family members to retreat from one another.
Once media gets into the bedroom, the kids tend to stay up later at night surfing the internet or watching television programs. And in part, that's because their parents themselves like to consume lots of media, and they don't want to be bothered with watching the same shows their kids watch, so they give kids their own access to media elsewhere.
Bluxom says more time with media may add to our interests rather than detract from them. However, Krish cautions that media use can have unwanted effects, such as reinforcing stereotypes. But one thing they both agree on is that media is going to become more and more a part of daily life for both teens and adults. For YPress, I'm Harish Deshpande.